What about the stuff that's kind of squiggly, you know, when you, you know what I mean? It's something you put on, you might put this on bread, on toast, made with grape, for example, or some kind of berry. You might say grape jam, or you might say grape...
Jam?
Sure. Yeah. Didn't I describe that clearly?
I wasn't thinking that you eliminated the jelly.
No. I eliminated, maybe I did, I meant to eliminate the jam, not the jelly. The two shakers you have on the table are for...
Salt and pepper.
Alright, and if there's a bowl of apples on the table and you want one, you might say to someone, please...
Place the apples or the fruit.
Uh-huh. But if you're speaking specifically of the apples, might you say, give me...
An apple?
You know, would you say the whole thing though, please?
Please give me an apple.
All right. And I think we're talking about some boys, and I say, these boys here, and you say, no.
They belong somewhere?
No, I'm talking about, let's say there are two groups of boys. And I say, you're talking about these boys, and you say, no, I'm talking about...
Those.
All right. Those.
Boys.
And I ask you, where's your son's place? And you say, oh, it's right...
Back of me.
Okay. Would you ever say back yonder in that sense?
No, I don't think so.
Does yonder suggest a greater distance?
I would say that it does.
For example, if you were, might you use that, could you give me an example of some distance from here where you might use that?
Well, I might say the building is over yonder.
Which, now it would say that the grocery store, would that be far enough away?
Yes.
And you're showing someone how to do something, say, don't do it that way, do it. You're going to show someone how to do it, you say, don't do it that way, do it.
Let me show you a better method.
Okay. And if you say, I'm not a nurse myself, but I have a sister.
I'm not a nurse myself, but I have a sister that's a nurse.
Okay. And speaking about a person, the opposite of rich is?
Poor.
And you say a man, speaking of man having a hard life, you might say a man poor has a hard life. A man.
A poor man has a hard life.
Okay. And you say, speaking about a boy with a rich father, you'd say, he is the boy, father is very rich. What would you put in the middle there? He is the boy.
He is the boy that has a rich father.
Okay. And what do you call the center of a cherry?
Pit.
And the center of a peach?
Seed.
And a peach that separates easily from the seed?
Freestone.
And one that does not?
Clingstone.
You ever call it anything else? How about the expressions open stone and plum peach? Are those at all common in this area?
Yes, I believe that was used back in the years. But
mm-hmm. All right, and the center of an apple is called?
Core.
And pieces of dried apple?
Yes, speaking just of the pieces?
Yeah.
Well, they're usually quartered and sometimes cut finer than that.
That's what I wonder about. You don't have a special word for that, though, right?
No, okay. No.
Nuts that grow underground?
Peanuts.
You ever call them anything else?
Well, way back in the years, they were called goober peas.
Uh-huh.